Welcome to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. If you believe that passing down faith is essential for the next generation, you are in the right place. Enjoy conversations with guests who are faith practitioners, parents, caregivers, pastors, counselors, and many more. You'll enjoy practical tools and community for passing down faith to your children and grandchildren. Welcome to the Faith Together podcast. I'm Leon Blanchette, and I am here with Lindsay Bush. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Great to be here.
Yeah, this is our first shot at this, right?
Oh my gosh, here we are.
Yeah, we've been dreaming of this for quite a while now, and yes, here we are finally able to do this. We are coming to you from the Shine.fm studios. We want to thank Shine for their support of this project. They've been on board right from the beginning, and it doesn't surprise me at all because their tagline is stronger families, stronger community. And that's exactly what this podcast is about. So thank you for joining us today. Before we jump into the details of the podcast, maybe it'll be helpful for you to get to know Lindsay and myself. So we're going to spend a little bit of time here getting to know you, actually you getting to know us, and hopefully down the road we'll get to hear from some of you as well. So I guess I'll start at the beginning. I grew up in Northern California, and I married my high school sweetheart, and her name is Terry, and we have been married for 40 years.
Wow.
Which, you know, when I think about that, it just doesn't seem right. I can't possibly be that old, but it's been a great journey.
You're experienced, Lee.
Okay, that's a good way to say it. We're experienced.
Yes,
experienced. Okay, I like that. So we have two adult children, and they're both married, and they have wonderful spouses. And we are really blessed with three extremely wonderful grandchildren. And if you are a grandparent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I have told people I probably should have started with being a grandparent and then a parent because it just seems much easier this way. And really, when I think about my grandkids, I wonder if part of my passion for what we are doing together, Lindsay, as this podcast and the other projects we're working on, is in one way attached to my love for my grandkids.
Absolutely.
I want them to fall deeply in love with Jesus, and I want us to be models for them in that. And so the question that I've been asking myself over the last several years is, how do I help them fall in love with Jesus? And really, that's what this podcast is about, right?
You know, as pastors, we know it's important. And we live that mission out with our lives. But when it becomes personal, it just is a different kind of investment.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I go by lots of different names. And I do some work in Africa during the summer. They call me Gomaka there. I'm Pastor Leon at church. I'm Dr. Blanchette at Olivet in my classes. But I have no greater title than Papa.
Oh.
And when my grandkids call me Papa, they pretty much get whatever they want. I hate to say that publicly, but that's the truth.
We have it recorded now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, back in 1984 is kind of when my journey as a children's pastor began in the Church of the Nazarene. And then I served 18 years prior to coming to Olivet to serve as a professor in 2003. I continue to serve part-time as a children's pastor here in the Kankakee area at Kankakee First Church. So if your math is good, not only have I been married 40 years, but I'm actually getting ready to start finish my 40th year of ministry with children and their families, which is really hard to believe.
Wow.
But it's been a joy serving children and their families. It's really my heartbeat. So then that may beg the question, why in the world are you a professor? Well, let me kind of address that. So my area of focus is in Christian ministry. That basically means I'm teaching classes that help future pastors prepare for ministry.
Sure.
And I'm also the director of the Center for Faith and Family, which is a new center at Olivet. We'll talk a little bit about how that came about here in a little bit, and is the home of this podcast. But the reason that I left full-time ministry with children and families was really to develop a children and family ministry program here at Olivet. And that's what kind of drew me out of hands-on ministry into the teaching ministry. And so my passion for children and family has not changed. In fact, in many ways, it's become a new joy that I get because I get to invest in students, some of the passions that I have for ministry to children and their families. And then I get to watch them as they go through their program here, graduate, go to be children's pastors or other pastors in local churches and watch the impact that they have on families, families like your family. And so I'm really blessed to be a part of that. So that's a little bit about me. You'll probably hear more about some of my story as we move along in our different podcasts that we're doing. But I'd love to hear from you, Lindsay. Talk to us about your passions. I know some of them are very similar, but our journey's been different.
Our journey has been different. And fun fact, you were one of my professors when I was a student here at Olivet.
Was I really?
You really were. Yes,
I
took Bible 1.
You took the scriptures class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Old Testament scriptures.
Yep, Old Testament.
Yeah, one of my loves to teach was Old Testament.
I enjoyed the class. I really did.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I remembered it. So I'm Lindsay, and I'm thrilled to be here on the podcast with Leon. And I was born and raised in a small town in Ohio called Lima, and that is a place that I hold near and dear to my heart. I went after high school and attended here at Olivet, graduated with an elementary education degree, and went to teach inner city second and fourth grades in Southwest Ohio after graduating, and had always felt a pull, a connection with children throughout my whole life. And just in my own mind and in my own heart thought, well, I'll just be a teacher. That's what seemed to fit. That was what was available, and that is what I pursued. And I did love teaching, but I would say all through my journey, there was always this pull in my heart toward ministry. I grew up in a ministry family, always was highly active in our church and in the children's ministries at our church, but just never saw myself to be somebody that would be a children's pastor. I didn't even know that was a thing. I just thought, I'm just going to be a teacher, and then I'll volunteer and teach Sunday school or do whatever it might be. And so that always was kind of a seed planted in my heart. I wasn't sure how God was going to make that grow, but he and I would just have conversations about it from time to time. And I would say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do, but I don't know the steps to take. And so I continued to teach. And then there was a day when I was teaching second graders, and I had a particular student that was really struggling. So, and when I say struggling, Leon, it had gotten to a place where it felt as though everything we could do for this little girl just wasn't going to work. Mm. And she was lashing out in every way possible, and she wasn't keeping herself safe, and it wasn't safe for the other kids in the class. And so my principal and I decided that the final solution we would have for her would be to invite her family to come to school. So a parent to come attend school with her to experience what she was experiencing. And maybe they could give us a little insight into her heart, into mm-hmm. her life.
Sure.
And so we invited her mom to come to school that day, and I'll never forget it. Her mom walked into my classroom, and it was evident that her mom was not, she was physically there, but mentally, emotionally, she was not present. And she had some addictions that were very evident in that moment. And so I let my administrators know. And so the mom had to leave, and the police came in, and it was a really hard, hard situation. We thought it was going to be helpful, but it ended up not mm-hmm. being helpful because we saw the true picture of what was going on at home. And so I had the honor of sitting with my student throughout that experience. And it was the first time we were able to really connect because I saw the full picture of what she was dealing with.
Yeah.
And something that God really used to change my heart after school that day, I sat in my car. And, you know, when you go through a traumatic experience many times, you just kind of go into adrenaline mode and do what needs to be done for the people in front of you.
Right.
Especially when children are involved. But when it's over, you feel those emotions. And I remember sitting in my car and just really feeling that situation of, this breaks my heart, God. And I want to teach them math and reading and language arts and all those things. But more than anything, I want her family to know you, you know, after this experience. And so God began just stirring some things up in my heart that day. And it took a few more years, but the Lord rerouted my journey to step in as an interim children's pastor.
Okay.
You know, as they do in children's ministry, they say, we just need you for a little while.
Right, just,
you know,
part-time, right?
Yeah, just part-time. Just help us out while you're doing your teaching thing. And yeah. So I said, sure. And as I stepped in, I said, I will get you through to the summer camp, because I was familiar with summer camp and what that looked like. And they said, okay, well, what are you doing after summer camp? And I said, I have no idea, but I'm not going to be here. You know, I had gone back to my hometown in Lima. And as those months progressed, I fell in love with children's ministry. I fell in love with it. I loved the creativity of sharing Jesus with kids and their parents and the whole family, but also seeing other volunteers being involved in that. And so the Lord just immediately used that experience to say, this is where you're supposed to be. This is where you're supposed to be. And so that was almost 15 years ago. And I can't believe, as you said, how fast the time goes.
It goes fast.
So the Lord has used my journey in so many different ways. I've been able to serve in multiple churches, different sizes, from mega churches of 8,000 people a weekend to a church plant, to now here in Bourbonnais, I'm the children's pastor at Gathering Point. And so it's a wonderful time to be back here in a place I call home, Bourbonnais, and be able to serve families and kids here. I'm married to my husband, Jamin. And
say that name again.
Jamin, J-A-M-I-N.
Okay, that's a unique name.
Yes, it's like the end of Benjamin. So,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
But Jamin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just love serving the Lord together. We've been able to serve in local churches together over the years. And now we're excited to be serving students here at Olivet. I'm also a women's resident director here on campus. So I get to be a part of college students' lives and empower these young women to see themselves as God sees them and to come alongside their journeys. You know, there's a lot of similarities between kids and college students, I've learned.
There is, absolutely.
Yes.
I was, when I first left children's ministries to come to be a professor, I started with not even knowing if I liked college students, which was kind of a scary thing when you commit to becoming a professor. And then it wasn't long till I began to realize that the needs that they have are not that different. They're a little bit more developed needs in most cases.
Sure.
But a lot of the needs are very much the same.
Yeah.
I feel really blessed that I've been able to take my experience in children and family ministry and use the lessons I've learned from those experiences in the classroom.
Yeah, I would agree. I see that to be true as an RD and as I get to know the students that are in our buildings, and my husband works with students in student life and over at the rec center, and we see that to be true all across our experiences here. So it's been a really cool complimentary time and season for us to be here and serving in this way.
Yeah, so. And I'm really excited that Lindsay is back in this area, that I get to work with her not only on this podcast, but in our ministries, on our district. Our district is made up of a number of Nazarene churches in the area that kind of work together for a lot of children's ministry activities and events. So, Lindsay, it's great to have you.
Well,
so,
it's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having
absolutely.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you've got a little bit of some insight into what makes the two of us tick, why this podcast? There are plenty of podcasts you could be listening to. So why this one? What's it about? What are we trying to accomplish here? So let me walk through a journey that I have been on with you. Actually, I'm not the only one that's been on this journey. There have been quite a few people that have been a part of the process. But the journey itself began back in February of 2022 when Olivet received an official request from Lilly Endowment to submit a grant proposal for a Christian parenting initiative they were funding. And so I didn't know a whole lot about it, so I began to dig a little bit deeper, and I discovered that what they were really doing is inviting us to be a part of a study that involved helping Christian parents pass their faith to their children. And I thought, you got to be kidding. They want to give us money to help us do what I have been passionate about my entire ministry, how to equip and help parents effectively pass their faith to their kids. So the research that had been done clearly stated that parents desire to do this, that it is the desire of Christian parents to pass their faith to their children. But that same research also helped us to understand that oftentimes they struggle to know how to do that. So Lily then challenged us to come up with a plan that would provide practical tools that would help parents and caregivers pass their faith onto their children. So we did a lot of planning and eventually submitted our grant proposal. It took us quite a while. We probably spent 6 months getting that proposal together, doing some initial research, and we were awarded a $1.3 million grant from Lilly Endowment.
Can we just stop there?
I know.
I mean, only God.
Right.
To put this together in the way the timing was happening and how he led you to this point.
Yeah.
And I mean, what an amazing testimony.
At times, I just think, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. And so what a blessing. So the $1.3 million was granted to the university, and all of it's going to be spent on this project. We're calling it the Christian Parenting Initiative, and it's coming out of the Center for Faith and Family, and this podcast is part of that initiative.
Right.
So as you might imagine, we were extremely excited, but also a bit overwhelmed, because this is quite a challenge. I don't know how to process $1.3 million.
I don't either.
I mean, it just doesn't, it doesn't work well in my limited mathematical mind, let me say it that way. So that led us to about a year of really preparation and investment of many hours of work by an incredible team of professors and pastors and parents who helped us really develop our plan. And so this podcast is step one in that plan. Our goal of the podcast is to sit down with you and have a conversation about practical ways that we can pass our faith to our children. Now, we don't pretend to have all of the answers. We're learning kind of as we go here. But we think that we've discovered some practical tools that will help us in our journey. This podcast, really, Lindsay, is designed to take those steps. And so we hope you will join us. We will have a regular podcast once a week where we will talk about different issues that the research tells us are areas where parents may struggle, and then give some tips of things that they can do to help pass faith on to our kids.
Yeah, and that really connects to why we titled it the Faith Together podcast.
Right.
Because we want it to be something that we do together with you at home, with other faith practitioners like counselors and coaches and teachers and parents and even kids themselves,
right,
finding ways that we can really pass faith on together.
Yeah. And we hope it'll be a little bit like a Starbucks conversation, sitting at a table in Starbucks with a cup of coffee and just sharing together things that we're learning, figuring out what things may work for me, mm-hmm, and what things may work better for another family than my family. That's the road we're going down. That's step one. Step two is that we are in the process of developing a curriculum that can be used in local churches by small groups. What we plan to do is provide conferences all over Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and do training with local church leaders who have a burden for wanting to help the families of their churches. And then take this curriculum that we have trained them on and take it home and begin teaching it in small groups to parents and have parenting classes or a small group or however that may look. And the great thing about this is we're developing a website that will have all of the curriculum on it. The curriculum will be completely free to anyone who wants to use it, mm-hmm, all being paid for by the grant. And along with that curriculum will be other resources. So there'll be a section there for the leader that will have videos and other materials that can be used in a small group training, as well as resources for parents where they can get on the website and pull off particular resources that will be helpful to them. And so there's going to be all kinds of great resources that we plan to provide. And the goal is that we will have those materials ready to begin use in the summer of 24.
Yes. It's a lot of work to put
all
this together.
It is a tremendous amount of work.
And so I love that we have a goal on the calendar and that we can look forward to that. And another thing I love getting practical tools in the hands of families, parents, you know, aunts, uncles, teachers, whoever it might be. But also, Leon, part of my story, when I got into ministry, I had only had training as a teacher. You know, I hadn't had the spiritual training to teach kids about Jesus. See, there is a lot of overlap in teaching and in children's ministry, but sometimes it takes another perspective to learn how best to share faith and to build into a child's spiritual development. So I'm excited for the leaders, the ministry leaders, the pastors that are out there that are looking for some training in children's ministry and family ministry that maybe haven't found it yet, and that this can serve them as well.
Because
I know that was me. You know, I was looking for things like that and found it with my time at Bethel Seminary in my master's degree, but not everyone has the time or the space to do that, to go into seminary. So I see this curriculum really broadening a reach to really get ministry leaders trained in the way that they can then share it with families in their local churches,
right,
and feel equipped and feel excited.
Yeah. And practical is a key word. We want these to really be practical tools that families can implement. One of my great fears is that parents will see this as one more thing I have to do in my busy life. And I don't want it to become that. I'm hoping that what we will begin to discover is that there are a lot of things that we naturally do. Mm-hmm. And if we're just intentional about the way we do some of those things, it may make all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. One of those things would be something like bedtime rituals. Most of us have some kind of a bedtime ritual we do with our kids. Sure. Maybe if we really think through it, maybe we've not thought through it before, or we don't know what things to do. Part of our responsibility in helping those that are listening to us today is to give you ideas of things that will really make a difference in the way that you interact with your kids. So part one is the podcast. Part two is the development of the curriculum. Now, these are the two major projects at this point, but we're hopeful that as we share with you and hopefully hear from you, that we will continue to provide resources that will help you pass your faith to your children in a way that will help them own their faith. And I think that's a really big part that sometimes I forget to include in the language that we're using, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. It's not enough just to pass faith down to kids so that they can kind of repeat the things that they hear or say the things that they hear or say, I'm a Christian because my parents are a Christian, mm-hmm. or I believe in Jesus because my parents believe in Jesus, but to make that faith real for themselves and help them own their faith.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal. Is that our kids own their faith.
Right. I think of it similar to, you know, this picture of a table, that as we're all sitting around what might be, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, a Thanksgiving table, grandpa's passing the mashed potatoes down to grandson, and grandson is not just holding them saying, oh, this is the mashed potatoes, but they're putting it on their own plate and taking a bite that is a size that fits them and where they're at. And I see faith to be similar, that it takes all of us. You know, it takes every generation, it takes every age to truly pass down this faith so that kids can see that it's accessible to them, and that it's nourishing to them, and that it's helpful, and that there's a seat for them at that table.
Yeah. Well, that's a great imagery. Mm-hmm. I like that. To doing this together, faith together.
Absolutely.
Modeling it, doing it together, finding out what works for us so that we can be faithful followers of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're about. We're about trying to help you pass your faith to your children. We are, again, very thankful to Lilly Endowment for entrusting us with this task. Our hope is that as you begin to listen to the podcast, that you will find real help there. That is our goal. So thank you for joining us today. May the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. You've been listening to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. Sign up for additional resources at centerff.com. When building faith, we are better together.